Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention today back to that book of 1 Timothy in chapter 2. Yesterday we read these words out of chapter 2 and verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And we observed the fact that this talks to us about a pattern of prayer. Today I want to talk to you concerning verses 2 through 7, where we find that God speaks of a purpose. He says that our prayer ought to be for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified of in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher, an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles, in faith and verity. The Word of God talks about the purpose of God in prayer. First of all, in verses 2 and 3, he says he wants to grant peace in our lives. My friend, God wants us to lead peaceable and quiet lives. So many of our lives are in such disarray. They're in a tumult, and that's not God's desire. Could it be that our lack of prayer is why we have such tumult, why we have such a lack of rest in our lives? We don't go to our Father, who asks us to pray that we might lead peaceable and quiet lives. I know in verses 4 through 6 that God wants to provide. He wants to provide salvation for all men. Look with me at verses 4 through 6. The Bible says that God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Years ago, I went to a Calvinistic school, and there they taught me that God was not desirous that all men be saved, but rather he elected some men to be saved and other men were lost, and that they had no choice but to be lost. They couldn't be saved if they wanted to be. Well, God, by His grace, overcame my education and taught me the truth. My Bible plainly states that God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad that when I preach the gospel, it's a whosoever will gospel, that anyone willing to forsake their sin and to come to the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that whosoever is indeed a whosoever will that may come. Salvation of all men is the desire of God, and it's what we ought to be praying for. You know, the Calvinists taught me that God nowhere asks that we pray for the salvation of the lost. You know, that's stupid. That's absolutely stupid. All you have to do is look at this verse, and it tells you that prayer be made for all men. Wouldn't it be idiotic for me to pray for all men without praying that lost men would be saved? That's the most important thing that could ever happen in the lives of those men, that they come to the knowledge of the truth, that they learn that they're on their way to hell, and that the Lord Jesus Christ alone is the one who can take them from hell and their destiny there to heaven and have a destiny there. There's also one mediator between God and man, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the one who is able to intercede for us. He alone is the one that goes between. It is not the Virgin Mary. It is not the church. It's not the preacher. It's not the deacons. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He alone will take us to heaven.
Jesus,
We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.